Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Governor Cuomo announces more security measures in and around Muncie in the wake of the Hanukkah machete attack.
My pleasure to announce $340,000 to install those license plate readers all throughout the community as a safety device.
The governor says devices similar to license plate readers were instrumental in the capture of the suspect, 37-year-old Grafton Thomas. A lawyer for Thomas, meantime, entered a not guilty plea today on his behalf. Michael Sussman says it's because Thomas is mentally ill and does not understand the federal hate crime charges against him. Five people were wounded in the Muncie attack. One remains hospitalized in serious condition and may have permanent brain damage. New Jersey lawmakers are working against the clock today to pass legislation. That's because the current session is expiring, with the new one starting tomorrow. Lawmakers will vote on a childhood vaccines bill. The measure would eliminate religion as a reason not to vaccinate public school children. It does have some amendments, including one that allows private schools to accept unvaccinated students, and another that has accommodations for families that have documented prior negative medical experiences with vaccines. The state Senate is expected to pass a bill to ban most plastic bags, foam containers, and plastic straws. But that faces an uncertain future after that. The state assembly and Governor Phil Murphy cannot agree on part of the bill that would ban paper bags. Well, the flooding happened quickly, the cleanup not so fast. City DEP Commissioner Vincent Sapienza on this morning's massive water main break outside Lincoln Center.
The work now is opening up the pavement of the street so that the water main can be exposed so that we can get in there and make repairs. But it's likely that it'll take us a few days to actually have that work done and the street restored.
This was a 3-foot main. Officials say the fluctuating temperatures in recent days may have been to blame. Our Juliet Papa talked to folks who were wading in the water.
A river ran through Broadway and Columbus Avenue and streets in between. And guests at the Empire Hotel were trying to navigate the floodwaters at their doorstep.
Oh, I just took my shoes off, so trying to dry my feet off a little bit. It looked a lot higher earlier, and the hotel was giving out garbage bags to use, but I actually thought I was more likely to fall with the garbage bags than in bare feet.
Gene works at the hotel. He crossed the street with the bags around his legs.
Hey, listen, we're New Yorkers. This is what we do. This is what we do. We make things happen. We make things happen in New York City.
Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on Broadway and 63rd.
Authorities say folks in the area may find your water discolored, so you should run it until it's clear. They note that it is safe to drink. Transit advocates in New York City are calling on the MTA to end nightmarish subway commutes due to continuing signal problems. Danny Perlstein is with the Riders Alliance.
We ran the numbers and we found out that signal problems delayed trains during approximately 4 of 5 morning commutes last year. And while that's a slight improvement from the year before, 78% of morning rush hours with signal problems delaying trains is still totally unacceptable.
Governor Cuomo's emergency subway action plan wraps up Wednesday. Perlstein says the MTA and the governor must explain when they plan to fix the problem and provide a timetable for promised subway signal upgrades and other improvements. Disturbing new information about the deadly anti-Semitic shooting at a kosher grocery store in Jersey City. Apparently, it wasn't the only attack in the works.
Authorities credit Jersey City Detective Joseph Seals with disrupting what were likely bigger plans on December 10th. From the two people, U.S. Attorney Craig Carpenito says were motivated by anti-Semitism and hatred of law enforcement and armed with guns and a bomb.
Detective Seals, in what we believe was likely a chance encounter with Graham and Anderson, probably saved dozens, if not more, lives.
He says Seals probably noticed their U-Haul, which was the subject of a bolo in the murder of livery cabbie Michael Rumberger in Bayonne on the 7th. Ballistic evidence has now linked Anderson and Graham to that murder and to another shooting in Newark on the 3rd. In that case, just a car window was broken, no one hurt. But the driver of that car was a Hasidic man. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds at the FBI office in Newark.
Supermodel Gigi Hadid could be one of the jurors in the Harvey Weinstein trial. She's on jury duty and during selection told the judge that while she has met Weinstein and potential witness Salma Hayek, she still thinks she can keep an open mind to the facts. Weinstein has pleaded not guilty to charges of raping a woman in a Manhattan hotel room in 2013 and sexually assaulting another woman in 2006. The former movie mogul is facing separate charges in Los Angeles. A new law in New York allows people who were adopted to obtain a certified copy of your original birth certificate when you turn 18. This takes effect today, with the governor saying it will help ensure that all adult adoptees in the state have the same right to information about their birth and biological parents. That includes the ability to access critical information, including family history, origin, and medical background.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.